question for you today. When will your time be up? When will you breathe your last breath on this earth? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. I was sitting at the funeral of a dear friend of mine the other day. He was only in his mid-50s. There were hundreds of people in the church. Everybody was shocked at this sudden loss. The coffin, as it always is, was up the front of the church. And as I stared at the wooden box containing my good friend, I thought one day, each one of the hundreds of people packed into this church is going to end up in a wooden box just like that one. And for that matter, so will you. When will your time be up? In 50 years' time, or 20, or 5, or 10? Next month? Next week? Hey, tomorrow? The point is, we just don't know. But when you're there, in that box, all the things that you've been stressing over, slaving over, none of them will matter tuppence. A sobering thought, eh? Of course, there is one thing that will matter. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. If you say openly Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from death, you will be saved. Compared to your eternity, your present is just a drop in the ocean. And how you'll spend your eternity depends on just one thing. Do you believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God? That he died so that your sins could be forgiven? That he rose again to give you life eternal with him? Have you made him the Lord of your life? Then your eternity is assured. If not, well, when will your time be up? That's God's word, fresh for you today. This is such an incredibly important decision. If you'd like some help figuring your way through this whole Jesus thing, stop by our website, ChristianityWorks.com, and visit the Jesus section. If you haven't yet accepted Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, then quite frankly, your life depends on it. ChristianityWorks.com, the Jesus section.